It's been said a couple times already, but I just want to ask the children, who knows what's special this week? Somebody put your hand up, tell me if you know what it is. Nobody? Oh, there we got a hand. I'm sorry.
Thanksgiving.
What does that mean? Thanksgiving, you're right. Okay, we're going to look at that this morning. The title of the message is Three Keys to Having a... let me get it right before I say it wrong. Three Keys to Being Truly Thankful. I'm going to read just a few scriptures that deal with Thanksgiving. And then you may turn to Psalm 100, and want to look at that a little bit. But this word thankful or thanksgiving or giving of thanks is used a number of times in the scripture and in various ways. And it's also used, this same word is translated in the praise and also confession. And so we want to think this morning about the three keys that it takes for us to be truly thankful. A few verses before we go to Psalm 100. In Deuteronomy it says, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he giveth thee. And we all know what that's like, to eat and have enough and be full. And we need to continue to bless the Lord for that. Another verse in Psalm 107 says, and let the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. Colossians 1 says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of his saints in light. And in Colossians it says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. And finally in 1 Thessalonians it says, to everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now we didn't look at near all the scriptures, and we don't have time for that, but go to Psalm 100. I just want to read this before we go to the passage that has the three keys for being truly thankful. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. If we fulfill everything that's spoken about here in this short psalm, we've done a pretty good job, didn't we? I mean, we have it be enough to carry us through for life, to make sure that we're making a joyful noise to the Lord, we're serving the Lord with gladness, and we know that he's God, we know that we are his people, and that we can have thanksgiving in our hearts, we can bless his name, because the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting, his truth is to all generations. So how do we thank the Lord? Well, we thank him joyfully. We thank him with gladness, and we thank him with singing. And why do we do that? Because he is our God. Because he has made us, and we are the sheep of his pasture. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And seeing God's hand in everyday life, I believe, is part of being thankful. And finally, it's a privilege to come into the presence of God and thank and bless his name, because he's a God of mercy, he's a God of truth, and he's a God that is never failing. Now before we turn to the book, an Old Testament book, that where I want to find the three keys of being truly thankful. I'm going to give you some clues of which book we're going to be in. And as soon as you know the answer, you put your hand up. This book in chapter 40 talks about God, and it says that he sitteth on the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, and they stretch out the heavens as a curtain, and he spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. All right. To whom then will you liken me, or who shall I be equal, says the Holy One? Okay, I see one. I see two hands already. Good. Another one. Okay, good. And hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, neither is there searching of his understanding. Okay. And how about this one? They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings with eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There's more hands coming up. Good. I like that. And then over in chapter 53, this writer of this book, he described the things that the Lord went through to pay for our atonement, for our sins on the cross. He was despised, he was rejected, and he was afflicted, and so on. And then in chapter 61, it says, the Spirit of the Lord of God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings and unto the meek, and hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now, how many know where I'm going to go? Which book? I like that. I'm glad that you know, because that tells me that you read your Bibles and you take to heart what it says there. Turn to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6, we want to find the three keys to being truly thankful. I'm going to read the first 8 verses. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And above it stood the seraphims, and each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar, from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and he said, Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Now these 8 verses divided into 3 parts. And we could want to think a little bit about what it's saying here. In the first 4 verses, I've written in my Bible, the upward look, when Isaiah looked up and he saw God. And then the next verse, in verse 5, it was an inward look. He looked inside to himself. And then finally, in the last number of verses, he's looking at an outward look. He's looking at beyond himself. The 3 keys to being truly thankful, I believe, is found in these 8 verses. And there's, oh, we could use other scriptures that would bring out these same points, but I want to look at these for this morning. And so the first key is that we need to see God. In the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord, and he was sitting on his throne. He was high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. And we read these verses. He says, and he saw the holiness of God. He saw these angels that were giving God the glory and proclaiming his holiness. If we want to be truly thankful this morning, and not only this morning or this week, but in our life, have an attitude of thanksgiving, a way of living of thanksgiving, we need, first of all, to see God. And that's a simple fact, and I'm sure you're aware of that. We need to see God in the same way that Isaiah saw him, holy, a holy God. He was high and he was lifted up, a God that is above anything that we can really become or anything that we can imagine. God is high, much higher than that. He is high and he's lifted up. And it says that he was a God of justice. We see this God, we need to see him as a God of justice. We need to see him as a God of mercy, a God of love, a God that has glory and holiness. It's holy, 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 thrice holy God. We see a God of righteousness and meekness, and we see a God that is long-suffering. And above all that, we see a God that's interested in each of us. He's interested in me. He's interested in you also. And so we find this God that is high and lifted up, the holy God that is interested in us as individuals. It's only as we see the holiness of God and we see God in all his glory, we see God in his righteousness, his meekness, his long-suffering and mercy and love, that we can then truly see ourselves. And that's the next key to being a thankful people. And that's found in verse 5. Isaiah, after he saw these things in the first four verses, in verse 5, he said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Now, Isaiah said he's a man of unclean lips, and yet he was one of God's prophets. Do you think Isaiah was a person that went around telling off-colored stories? I don't think so. Do you think he was a person that dwelled on things that were not pure and holy in his mind? I don't believe. But in light of God's holiness, we as individuals, along with Isaiah, need to see ourselves as undone. We need to see ourselves as people that are not really worthy to be in the presence of God. And God shows himself so that we can see ourselves. Isaiah had to first see the holiness of God and the greatness of God and all the long-suffering of God. And all that he saw there in the first few verses, he had to see all of that before he could see himself. And we need the same experience. It's only when we see God, when we get a glimpse of the great God that we serve, this great God that comes and speaks to our hearts, this God that gave us the Bible, that gives us the church and the brethren and sisters to worship with, this God that speaks to us, then we can finally see ourselves. And I believe every one of us could say we are undone. We have no good in us. We are unclean. We are unworthy. We in ourselves have no good thing. It's only through God's mercy and grace and his infilling in our hearts that we can truly be something that is worthwhile, something that can be used. So he says here, he's a man of unclean lips, and he dwells among the midst of people of unclean lips. You know, God gave us his mind, and it's a wonderful thing. And I can remember things that happened yesterday. I can remember things that happened last week, last year, and 50 years ago, and more. And that's good if it's good things. But you know, I had to think about this phrase that he dwells in the midst of people on clean lips. I remember something that I heard, and I was thinking back how long this was, and it's at least 55 years ago, it might be more, that somebody said something, and I cannot forget it. And it's unclean. And all of us, I would believe, all of us have that same thing, that we hear things sometimes that we wouldn't say. I would never want to say what this person said. But we can't forget it. It's our mind. We have it, and it's there, and it comes up at unexpected times. And it only helps us to realize how unworthy we are of God's greatness and his holiness. We live in a world of unclean lips. We're surrounded by people of unclean lips. We're surrounded by unclean pictures and other things like that that want your attention. We need to see God. We need to see God as holy. And then we need to see ourselves to be truly thankful as unworthy, which we are. The third thing that we need for a truly thankful heart is found then in the next few verses, where this seraphim flies to Isaiah. After he realizes his unworthy condition, then this seraphim, this angel, flies to him and has a live coal taken off the altar. And he touches Isaiah with it, and he says, your iniquity is taken away and your sin is purged. Isn't that wonderful? When we see ourselves as vile and undone, when we see ourselves that there is no good in us at all, then the Lord can cleanse us. And we need that. We need that cleansing of God to truly be a thankful people this morning. So we need a touch of God. We need our iniquities taken away. We need our sins purged. He says that this has touched thy lip, the iniquity is taken away, and the sin is purged. And then he hears this voice that says, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And then he responds, here am I, send me. As long as we're not willing to acknowledge God's holiness, God's high and lifted up place, as long as we're not willing to acknowledge our undoneness and our sinfulness, we will not experience the sanctification that is given then in these last verses. When we hear his voice and he says, God has a work for us to do. But we can truly have this same experience that Isaiah had. We don't literally have an angel come and touch our lips with a hot coal, but we do have the working of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our minds, and our desires are changed, our attitudes are changed, our speech is changed, our hearing. The things that we want at one time we don't want anymore, we have a change of heart, and it's truly Only then can we have a heart of thanksgiving. And so we need the same experience that Isaiah had here in chapter 6. Again, we need to see God, we need to see ourselves, and then we need to have his work done in our hearts. So this morning, I'm glad that I'm speaking to a lot of people that already had this experience. And we as a brotherhood, as a church, as we come and worship from time to time, can encourage each other and continue to be living lives that God can bless and honor. And so this morning, not only this week, but I believe every day should be a day of thanksgiving to our God. We can thank him, first of all, that he is God. And then we can also thank him that he helps us to see ourselves as we are. We can also thank him for a God that is willing to cleanse us, willing to remove our sins and prepare us and make us fit for service for him. And then we can thank him for the work that he's given us to do. So this week, as we think about thanksgiving and every day for as long as God gives us breath, may we continue to see God's holiness. May we continue to see our undoneness, and may we be willing to do the work that he has for us. There's a song in the Zion's Praises that I really like, number 669, and it talks about thanking God. Now just read that. Someone to thank. There is someone who daily my needs doth supply. You have needs? I do. We all have needs from time to time. And this verse is saying there's someone who daily our needs to supply. And aren't we thankful that God does that on a regular basis? These good things don't just happen. There's someone on high. And in his mercy and grace that allows me to live, he deserves all the thanks that I can give. And then the second verse says, there are many who do not believe in the Lord, say he never existed to create the world. Oh, how empty their hearts and how lonely their days, with no Jesus to thank or to praise. And then the last verse, greatest gift that the Father has granted to me is the gift of salvation that sets my soul free. Oh, I never could thank him enough for his love as he watches from heaven above. And I have someone to thank for every new day, someone to thank for the gifts on life's way, one who expects and one who accepts all the thanks that I can feel each day. And so this, not only this week, but as we go through our life, may we continue to be a thankful people, thankful for what God has done for us, thank you what he is continuing to do for us, and thankful for what he will do for us. May the Lord bless us, and we come before him in prayer.